AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Vladimir Putin says he sees no current threat to Russia's sovereignty that would warrant the use of nuclear weapons. In France, President Biden says this is a time not just to honor those Americans who died on D-Day 80 years ago.
They are summoning us, and they're summoning us now. They ask us, what will we do? They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for.
The president is drawing an implicit contrast with Donald Trump and others.
They fought to vanquish a hateful ideology in the 30s and 40s. Does anyone doubt they wouldn't move heaven and earth to vanquish hateful ideologies of today?
The president, for the first time, publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a congressional holdup in American military aid. The prosecution has rested in Delaware in the federal gun trial of the president's son, Hunter,
who is accused of lying on a federal gun purchase form when he said he wasn't using drugs at the time he bought a revolver in 2018. Prosecutors say Hunter Biden was actively using drugs and purposefully lied on the form. They called his ex-wife and a former girlfriend to testify that his drug use was habitual. His lawyer, Abby Lowell, has said he did not believe he had a serious drug problem at the time of the gun purchase and that there was no attempt to deceive anyone. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Trump 2020 Election Operations Director Michael Roman pleaded not guilty in Phoenix to felony charges for their roles in an effort to overturn Trump's Arizona loss to Joe Biden in 2020. The government says a solid 272,000 jobs were added last month. Alex Choi, a YouTuber who specializes in car shenanigans, is facing federal charges. Authorities say he directed a video in which two people in a helicopter blasted fireworks at a speeding Lamborghini from above. This is AP News. Prince William was an usher at the wedding of his friend Hugh Grosvenor, the Duke of Westminster.
The event was briefly disrupted by environmental protesters who sprayed orange powder paint from a fire extinguisher as the newlyweds left the church. The 33-year-old Grosvenor is one of Britain's wealthiest landowners, and his wedding to his partner, Olivia Henson, who's 31, is one of the high society events of the year. Onlookers cheered the arrival of Grosvenor dressed in a morning suit and Henson wearing a white wedding dress designed by Emma Victoria Payne, Grosvenor's a godfather to 10-year-old Prince George, the eldest son of William and his wife Catherine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A police investigation in Maine concluded no criminal charges were warranted after a lobster-themed monster truck clipped a power line, causing some scary moments with live wires falling to the ground. Two people were taken to hospitals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.